headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Michelle and Hannah with your 9 a.m. headlines. In local news, new research from the University of Queensland has helped identify therapies that can reduce the impact of COVID-19 in people with Down syndrome, whom are more vulnerable to the virus. Testing on lab-grown brain organoids revealed that a layer of specialized cells in the brain called the choroid plexus helps shield coronavirus, and they are underdeveloped in people with Down syndrome. Drug therapies that can compensate for this vulnerability are now able to be tested on the organoids.
The mayor of Townsville, Troy Thompson, is refusing to resign despite a unanimous vote of no confidence from councillors yesterday. The North Queensland city's mayor failed to attend the council meeting yesterday, seeking a leave of absence for mental health reasons as he awaits the results of a Queensland Crime and Corruption Commission inquiry. The inquiry comes after Thompson admitted to making false claims about his military service and his tertiary education during his election campaign. State Premier Stephen Miles and the federal MP for the Townsville area, Phil Thompson, have both called for the mayor to step down. However, in a statement made on Friday, Mayor Thompson said he had no intention of resigning.
In national news, researchers warn of an addictively designed video games, with a study from Macquarie University estimating that around 100,000 Australian teenagers are addicted to gaming. Psychiatrist Kim Lee from Adelaide has seen firsthand what this looks like, saying he has even seen people collapse or have what appears to be a mini-stroke from excessive video game use. Rates of school refusal have increased in recent years, and Dr. Lee believes excessive gaming and social isolation in the height of the pandemic is partly to blame. Dr. Lee would like to potentially see some government regulations on addictive game designs and for people to reflect more on the potential harmful impacts. Research from the University of Adelaide has found that even taking a couple days break from gaming can help prevent addiction.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns will today issue a formal apology to members of the LGBTQIA+ community who were convicted for expressing their sexuality before homosexuality was decriminalised 40 years ago. The Equality Australia Chief Executive Anna Brown says thousands may have been convicted under unjust laws, facing penalties from fines to imprisonment. Premier Chris Minns acknowledges that the apology will not remedy past discrimination, but he hopes it will bring closure. However, many members of the LGBTQIA+ community say that the apology is too little, too late, with many of the individuals affected by the convictions not alive today to witness the apology.
In international news, Canada's first free grocery store is set to open in Saskatchewan as part of a community food bank based in the city of Regina. Regina Food Bank currently has 16,000 registered monthly clients, as 1 in 8 families are food insecure in the city. Vice President of the food bank, David Froh, says giving people a comfortable grocery store model not only gives more freedom of choice for food, but also helps prevent food waste, with the hub estimated to be able to feed 25% more people. The food bank doesn't receive government funding for operational costs, so fundraising is needed. $3.7 million of the $5 million goal have already been raised.
For your weather in Brisbane today, it will be cool and sunny. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate level of 4. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.